Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. We're on part three of driving for dollars versus smart wholesaling. Seven characteristics of the smart real estate wholesaling module. Let's get into it. First of all, let's define real estate wholesaling. If you're brand new to the business model, it's the art and science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass media marketing to potentially distressed and motivated sellers, locking under contract and selling the rights to the contract to an end buyer for a lucrative fee between $1,000 and $82,000, which is my highest one-time fee ever. There are others that have made more. So now let's talk about the three things that we need. That basically, we need to accomplish this. We're going to help you do this. Number one, you're going to skip 80% of the hustle in traditional wholesaling. Number two, you're going to make $100,000 or more per year with or without closing deals. And number three, you close 10 times more deals. So it's all kind of win-win-win-win here. The mission statements get you up and running $1 million empire in just 11 days. This is the team. Please make sure you're thanking them. If you see them out on social media, appreciate them. They're the one that helps me make this a reality from time to time. So the seven characteristics of the smart real estate wholesaling module. Number one, 2000 and digital marketing system and processes. What do I mean by 2000 and digital? Well, you know, when I've been on this attraction marketing thing since 2009, and it just proven to be time tested, strategy that works regardless of what game you find yourself. You have to lead with value, okay? If you want to stay in the game beyond a recession, beyond just a hot quick moment, you want to make sure it's a people's business. Make sure you're taking care of people. Lead your business from a problem solution standpoint. And that's what 2000 and digital marketing is all about. And also in the digital age, things are coming down to processes. And in the age of technology, you want to look at things in the form of input technology and output. This is technology. Technology would involve maybe our tools and some techniques, but they are basically with the times that we live in, okay? So imagine when there was a civil war, whatever caused the craziness that happened in New York, and all of a sudden decided to reconstruct new age structures and stuff like that. Now you have a new age city. Not only that, there were things that were put in place to prepare for 50 years ahead of time. You want to build your business in a way like that, where you're preparing for even 50 years from now. You don't want to be chasing after quick bucks. First of all, your best chances of quick bucks is what I'm going to show you here. Second of all, quick bucks will destroy your business before you get started. And I know the one deal away thing make it feel like, oh, you're just that close, but then eventually you get frustrated and then you leave the business and then you come back 3 months later because you don't really have a process in place. So when I say a process, I mean input, technology, output. Technology comprises of tools and techniques. And we're going to be talking about that. When it comes to technology, you have these inputs. They need to act like traditional, like your farming. There are seeds that you plant in a farm, right? And there are multipliers, like the soil, like the way you till the ground and stuff like that, that makes it multiply before you can harvest. That's called processes. There are processes, all those processes that turns out to be a machine, a system that you can use over and over again predictably in a way that you know that you're going to make money, okay? Instead of just guesswork or just throwing muds at the wall hoping that something sticks. So number two, passive, residual, and multiple streams of income. You're not just going to depend on the home runs, like the $30,000 deals. There's additional $30,000 that you can make before that $30,000 deal happens. And sometimes it happens in the form of little $50 sales, $100 sales over there, a $20 commission over there, and it adds up. And all of these are passive, residual, more stable type of income that will come into your business with or without deals, okay? This is the characteristics of a smart business, not just smart wholesaling business, but a smart business. So we're going to be talking more about that. Number three, you want to make money even without closing deals. You don't want to be waiting to close deals before you make money. It's just hustling backwards, and there's a very, very good chance you will never close deals. And by simply making money before you close deals, you increase your chances of actually closing deals. So it doesn't work in your favor when all you depend on is real estate deals. So there are multiple ways that you can make money. We're going to be sharing all of that with you. That's part of the characteristics of a smart wholesaling business model. Number four, you will increase your chances of deals by 10x just by simply making sure that you have multiple streams of income. Okay, it allows you to stay in the business longer. It gives you a little bit, it gives your business a lot more strength than the person that's waiting for just deals. Because the first thing that people start buying when there's a recession is deals. Okay, so if your business depends on that, your business is extremely vulnerable to bad times or just a little hiccup in the marketplace, where people like us, we wake up to a couple of $100 already before we wake up, just because we set up these things this way. So we're going to show you how to do that. Number five, you become the disposition hub for everybody. Everybody is looking for the deals. Let them keep looking for the deals. Don't stop them unless they ask for help, right? Don't stop them. Let them keep looking for the deals. You become the disposition hub. Let them worry about the acquisitions, right? You help them get rid of the deal. You make money with them, but you don't have to do 80% of the headache that goes with that, which includes extremely high marketing budget. Okay, it costs like $50 to $500 per lead. No one talks about that. $50 to $500 per lead to find a motivated seller who is ready to go, a distressed seller who's ready to go, who's not going to give you a headache. It costs a lot of money, and if you don't know, go do your math. Okay, but with focusing on the way we're going to show you, for less than $5 you had people to your list, and you grow a list that will be extremely lucrative for you in the future, because that becomes your second asset. The number one asset is you. The second biggest asset is your list, right? Obviously, the ultimate number one is really your time, but that's the you that I'm talking about. Six, you're going to build a personal brand. So speaking of you, the most important asset in all of this is, can you build a brand out of this so that when people see you, recognize you, it just attracts money? Okay, we're going to show you how to do that. That's part of this characteristics. That's the six characteristics of a smart wholesaling module. How do I know that's the system? Look at your gurus. That's what they're doing. Okay, all your favorite gurus, they have personal brands. Okay, meaning they attract JV deals even in their sleep. Okay, we're going to talk more about that. Number seven, you'll be able to build a media hub. Okay, it's not about owning all the gadgets and tools. It's about owning the platform. It's your platform, your stage, and you can sell and buy anything you want. You create a stage for yourself. You can buy and sell anything you want. And that's what Amazon is. Okay, it's just a stage where you could come. It's a stage set up by Jeff Bezos, and he could sell and buy anything he wants. Books, records, gadgets, toys, to the extent of taking over businesses from companies like Toys R Us and Kids R Us are out of business. Okay? Just pay attention. Don't be another Blockbuster. Okay? There's Netflix, and they're here to stay for a long time. Okay? And this new knowledge, it's time for you to pay attention, all right? So the bonus here is that obviously you've heard it before. I'm sure you've heard it from the traditional gurus. Follow-up is everything, but we're going to help you put follow-up on steroids with this model. Everything will be automated, including if you want to, you must talk to human beings. You don't need a phone, but if you have to, including having ways that you can talk to people and feel like you're touching the business, if that's really something you care for. All right, so the question right now before we move on is, I want you to share below the present process of wholesaling that you understood before this training. Okay, you just learned something new today. Rewind the video as many times as you want, if you want to, so you can take notes. Hopefully you've been taking notes, right? And see how it's different. There's some little peculiar things that are different from what you've learned before now, right? I want you to share that in the comment below. So on part four, you're going to learn the seven processes of setting up a smart real estate wholesaling business empire. You're going to learn the seven processes. You want to make sure you stay tuned for that. Very, very important. It's very simple. It's just a matter of knowing this. It's just a matter of knowing the knowledge and acting on it, which we're going to help you get done in 11 days. In the meanwhile, I want you to also go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and go download this for free. Smartrealestatewholesaling.com. This is the book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. And If you go there right now, I'll give you this as a bonus, Real Estate Money Secrets. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace. Thank you.